My name is Vic Cunningham. I'm a shareholder from Wilton, Connecticut. I heard your comments earlier about popping off, but actually I find it admirable the way you guys, the two of you, have leveraged your clout as investors to be advocates for change. You know, your outspoken comments on expensing stock options promoted, you know, productive discussions in not only corporate boardrooms throughout this country, but more importantly on Capitol Hill. Currently, tort spending in this country continues to rise as a percentage of GDP, and I would argue a lot of that's unproductive spending. Is there a point, and it seems like right now that, you know, they're trying to stretch their tentacles not only from you know, tobacco companies, but to consumer product companies like McDonald's and possibly even Coca-Cola. Is there a point where you would use your considerable clout to try to guilt Congress into moving towards some kind of comprehensive tort reform for this country?
Well, I'm sympathetic to what you're saying. I would say that our considerable clout is nothing compared to the clout of the plaintiff's lawyers. That there's no question that in a certain way it's appalling when you look at the frictional cost to society of the tort system we have. But Charlie is a lawyer. He can probably speak much more intelligently than I can as to how you could modify this, because there are plenty of things wrong, too. It's sort of infuriating to see specious shareholder suits raised on, you know, any kind of a deal just because there's a lot of D&O insurance and they know people will pay off rather than go through the nuisance of a suit. And we don't pay off, but corporate America does. And so it's a game. And the people that pursue that activity, you know, are not pursuing it, I think, in many cases because of a great pursuit of justice, but because it's a damned profitable sort of game. And, you know, the people that are paying, it usually doesn't come out of their own pockets. So it gets back to that, the lack of parity in the interest of the people on both sides. But then when I look at some of the things that have happened in corporate America, I certainly don't want to get rid of the plaintiff's lawyers either entirely, because I think some terrible things have happened and I think people should pay. I just wish the people paid rather than the D&O carriers, because when a D&O carrier pays, or when a company pays, the costs get socialized, and the people that did the wrong things seldom pay out of their own pockets. So Charlie, how do we improve the tort system?
Well, if you define the tort system to include the workman's compensation system, which I would, you get terrible abuses. In California, Costco has about one-third of its employees and two-thirds of its workman's compensation expense. California has institutionalized fraud, fraudulent chiropractors, fraudulent lawyers, fraudulent what have you, and they put this enormous burden on business, and of course, eventually the jobs will leave. I had a friend who took a plant away from Texas where he had workman's compensation expense of 30-odd% and took it to Ogden, Utah, where it went to 2%. So fraud allowed to run builds on itself, and then you've got all these lawyers and lobbyists who like the fraud, and chiropractors and God knows what. And so it's a major problem. And in California, it's gotten so bad that my guess is there will be some reform, even with a two-thirds Democratic legislature.
What would you change in terms of the shareholder situation?
Well, that's harder, because if you take the worst of the plaintiff's lawyers, half the time they're suing somebody that's behaved terribly. Now, they're suing in a process where a lot of money is paid out, as you say, on a socialized basis, and doesn't really go to the people that were hurt. So they're like a public scold that gets paid an enormous sum out of the public. But certainly a lot of the defendants in these cases that are screaming about the plaintiff's bar have done some very regrettable things. So I think that gets very hard to figure out what should be done. The present system is crazy, and I don't know how I'd improve it. You could easily improve it if you could count on government being rational and fair. But how do you do that?
Would you do anything toward making the people who were defendants in D&O situations pay any portion of it themselves or not?
I think there would be a great improvement net in Omaha, in America, if there were no D&O insurance. Zero. I think people would behave a lot better. The counterargument is you'd never get anybody with any money who was willing to serve on a board. But my guess is that net, even after taking into account that little problem, the system would work better than the present one.